Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better out their smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
638 Kid of the Week is something you can tell us about, or something you can use to tell us about a great kid that you know. Sandberg, jump in.
So you go to WGNradio.com/contest, click on the Kid of the Week link, and fill it out. It takes just like 2 minutes.
Let's say I wanted to nominate Mark Carmen for a Kid of the Week. Well, first off, he's just over 18. But if he did something great and I wanted to say something, what would I do? I write a note?
Yeah, you go to this. There's a form on the website, the Kid of the Week.
Is it an easy-to-follow template?
It very is. Mark Carmen, his age, is he a resident of Illinois? Email of the parents.
What he did?
And then a little couple sentences.
Does.
You can write as long as you want, short as you want.
About and his favorite sport.
Mark Carmen is awesome because he knows about
ping pong.
Sports.
Yeah. Is there anything I could brag about you with?
I mean, why don't we just throw
You and I have been friends for 20 years. I can't think of anything I'd brag about.
Probably not, Steve. I did a great forehand last night running into the ad court. It was really impressive.
Let me check the bylaws. I'm not going to be a winner.
Can I get Grace Carmen, my 12-year-old niece, in there? What do I got to do to get Grace involved?
Yeah, you need to go online and you need to fill out the...
WGNradio.com/contest. Click on the Kid of the Week link.
Fill it out. As a matter of fact, let's talk to this week's Kid of the Week. His name is Matthew. Good morning, Matthew.
Hello.
Can I call you Matt?
Sure.
Is that what people call you? What do people call you?
They call me Matt.
How old are you, buddy?
I'm 13. Just turned it September 4th.
Feel different now that you're a teenager?
Yeah.
It is weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your voice has changed already. Has that happened?
Yeah, it has. People have been saying it's changed.
It sounds like it's going to get deeper as well. What do you think of my voice, Matt? Do you like my voice?
Yeah.
I heard a question mark there. Let me tell you about Matt. You were an avid Boy Scout. Are you still in Boy Scouts?
Yep.
Are you going to be an Eagle Scout?
I'm planning it.
That's a lot of work. My husband is an Eagle Scout.
All right. Look what happened to him.
I know.
How close are you to Eagle Scout?
I'm probably like... away.
Yeah, you're how far away? Your phone dropped out.
Five ranks away.
Five ranks away. So how long, realistically, would that take you to accomplish?
Maybe like 4 or 5 years.
So you maybe do it before you're out of high school, huh?
Yeah.
Possible. You got a little sister. Are you a good big brother?
She's annoying.
Having said that, you love her, and I hear you help her with your homework, so it sounds like you're a good big brother.
I mean...
I hate to break it to you, dude. Dude, I hate to break it to you. You're a good big brother.
Matt, what does she do that's so annoying?
Everything.
So I'll do something, and then she'll get mad at me, and then she'll do it later.
Yeah, classic.
Oh, so she gets mad at you, and then she does the same thing?
Yeah.
Nobody knows how tough it is to be a guy.
Yeah.
So tough. You also recently completed a walk for clean water. Tell me about that.
Oh, yeah. It was a 6K, and it's about the length that kids in Africa walk for water every
day.
And it's not even clean water they're walking for. It's dirty water.
Wow. Well, it makes you think how lucky you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how annoying your little sister is. So, what kind of homework do you help her with?
Most of the time it's just math.
Yeah. How old is she, by the way?
She's 10.
Yeah, 10 years old. If you look up, like, in the little sister annoying chart, 10 is the peak.
We have a 14 and 11-year-old, so it's the same distance, and it's that But
it's girl boy in your house.
Yeah, but it's still the younger age annoys the older age incessantly. Yeah. It's natural.
Matthew, what's your favorite subject at age 13?
I'm not sure.
What do you like most about school?
Good.
Well, you like them all. Good. What do you like most about school?
I'd have to say it was my class, Global Studies.
So does that mean you're going to grow up and be a guy that makes globes? No, you're going to grow up and you're going to be a world traveler? What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet.
Oh, dude, we need an answer. I mean, come on, you're 13.
Hey, Matthew, is Global Studies where you learned about the people that have to walk to get water?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I know you lost your dad when you were only 5 years old, and that had to be super hard, but you must be two things, a good dude, a great guy, and you must have a great mom.
Yeah.
Yeah? When was the last time you gave your mom a big hug and told her you loved her? Let me tell you, Matt, right after this phone call.
That's the soonest.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. No, I get it, dude. Look, it's a private thing. You don't have to talk about it on the radio about it. I'm just happy to know you, and you sound like a great kid, and I'm sorry about your sister.
Hey, Matthew, who's your friend Lewis?
Oh, he was my dad's friend.
Okay.
And he's a really great friend of my mom and me.
Oh, do you hang out with him? Luis, do you hang out with him?
Yeah, on Wednesdays, he'll pick me up for Boy Scouts and drop me off when Mom can.
Well, he sounds like a good man. I like that guy. And I like you, buddy. Thanks for being on. Your kid of the week. What does he win?
He's going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza and a Apt gift card.
Yeah. Go get yourself some new... what do you kids call them? You call them the earbuds? Go get the earbuds? Is that what they are, the earbuds?
Yep, some earbuds.
Can you listen to the Hulu on the earbuds? Can he check his MySpace page?
Yeah, he probably watches Netflix.
Probably get it all
Netflix or something, Apple TV.
Don't mind me, Matt. I'm old. Hey, buddy, thanks for being on. You're Kid of the Week.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good day. You know he likes his little sister, just being a tough guy.
Yeah, but little sisters are annoying. I have a little sister, and she's annoying.
Still, at this point? Wow.
That sounded fresh.
Yeah, it really did, didn't it? You know, listen, imagine, you lose your dad when you're 5 years old, you know, and you're growing up, and thank God there's a guy like Luis to step in and take care of some of that stuff and be so close to the family.
And Matthew was such an impressive young man. A woman that was a nurse while his dad was sick is the person that nominated him, and she was stayed in touch all the time and was
how impressive is that?
And she's a listener.
And of course, got to give credit to his mom. I don't even know his mom's name. I don't know that we have his mom's name, but that's got to be an impressive woman. So congratulations all around, and that's a good kid of the week.